It's getting harder to grow Christmas trees due to rising temperatures and diseases. In this week's City Limits, Isabella Vesperini explains the challenges facing local tree farm owners.
The demand for trees skyrocketed during the pandemic when people stuck at home wanted to get outside. While experts say everyone who wants a real tree will be able to get one, environmental factors are making the growing process more challenging. Jean Hopwood is the owner of Twin H Tree Farms. She says she used to be able to grow at least 8 varieties of trees. Now, she can only grow 2 types of trees that can survive the heat, white pine and Norway spruce.
It's clay soil, so it dries out like concrete. They're shallow-rooted trees, so I have a lot of fatalities as soon as we get a dry spell. If I can get a tree in the field to survive the first 4 or 5 years, probably have a sellable tree.
She's gone from growing 150 acres of trees to only 50 acres of trees since the farm opened in 1985. Each year, she plants between 1,200 and 1,400 trees and harvests 300 to 400 to sell. It takes an average of 8 to 10 years for a Christmas tree to grow.
Well, you got 10 years to protect the tree from the elements, and if you're lucky, you get a sellable tree.
A variety of bugs and blights, as well as deer eating the trees, also makes it harder to keep the crop healthy. Hopwood can usually sell about 60 to 70% of each year's harvest. Hopwood has raised the prices of the trees in the hopes of making more money. Depending on the size and type, prices range from $50 to $375.
I cannot get enough money out of the ones in the field to make a profit off of them. I just grow them because people like to walk through them.
While Hopwood has an adequate number of trees on her farm to get by, she still relies on her supplier from Michigan to meet demand for taller trees. Michigan is the third largest producer of Christmas trees in the nation, growing nearly 13.5 million fir trees each year. Hopwood received 1,500 trees from Michigan. It's not easy to find another supplier to ship her more varieties.
The suppliers take care of the customers they've had the longest. So if I try to go someplace else, they're going to take care of their people first. You can't get back in that line.
Gary Jecker of Jecker's Tree Farm in Harrison County, on the border of Indiana and Kentucky, says he has also had trouble growing a variety of trees due to diseases. Jecker used to grow Scotch pine, blue spruce, Black Hill spruce, and Norway spruce. Now he only grows white pine and Canaan fir.
I have been growing Scotch pine for years and no problem. And then boom, they developed a disease in this area, and the same way with blue spruce.
Unlike Hopwood, Jecker says he doesn't have enough trees to go around. While he grows 5,000 to 6,000 trees on his farm, he's only able to harvest 275 to 300 each year. He ships in just over 100 Fraser firs from North Carolina. Younger trees are the most vulnerable to warmer temperatures. Average annual temperatures have increased 1 to 2 degrees between 1979 and 2021, and are expected to continue to rise another 5 to 6 degrees by 2050. Bert Craig is professor of horticulture and forestry at Michigan State University. He says higher temperatures, especially in the fall, can decrease some trees' ability to retain their needles due to loss of moisture.
And so a lot of times growers will have to hold off on harvesting until the trees have experienced some cool weather.
But this becomes harder to do because people are starting their Christmas celebrations earlier each year. This trend hurts farms like Hopwood's, whose customers may turn to artificial trees so they have them earlier. Jamie Warner is executive director of the American Christmas Tree Association. She says studies show early celebrations and the sight of holiday decor can improve mood and increase dopamine levels. Almost 80% of trees displayed are artificial.
It's just a convenience, you know, instant Christmas. I think it's very popular.
Even though artificial trees are growing in popularity, Warner says not to worry about real trees going out of business, even with droughts affecting crops in the Northeast and Pacific Northwest. For WFIU News, I'm Isabella Vesperini.
If you have a question about Bloomington that you'd like our City Limits team to answer, you can visit wfiunews.org/citylimits. You can also join us on Facebook in the City Limits Bloomington group for more Bloomington-specific news.